Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas, and today on the podcast is Parker Mong of Anacortes High School. Parker is the Washington 2A state cross-country champion. He is also a sub-15-minute 5K runner. He ran at NXN this past fall, and he will be joining the crazy good program at UW next year. Today's conversation was a blast. I was so glad to have Parker on the show to share his insights and perspective on what it's like to be one of the top guys in high school running. In today's episode, Parker and I discuss his huge jump in performance from junior to senior year, what it was like running at New Balance Indoor Nationals, his commitment to UW, future goals, and so much more. Before we get into today's episode, if you haven't already and you are enjoying the Sunday Shakeout, please consider giving this podcast a follow and 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That goes a long way in supporting the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having amazing discussions with incredible people in the sport of running and, you know, just keep this deal going. Also, if you have any questions or would like to connect, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at the Sunday Shakeout or at my email, thesundayshakeout@gmail.com. So, without further delay, please enjoy my conversation with Parker Mong. Parker Mong, welcome to the Sunday Shakeout. I'm so glad to have you on the show today. First question, we're talking about your trip to Hawaii that you mentioned off the air. You know, just how's your day been going so far in such a beautiful place?
Just enjoying some sun, got my run in already today, so just having lots of fun, excited to come on and talk, I guess. It's going to be fun.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for our conversation. We definitely have a lot of things to talk about, but before we get into like the running side of things, how are the vibes over there in Hawaii? I'm kind of jealous being over here in Seattle. Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I was just on a dirt road. Wind was blowing. It's nice and hot. Had to put on some sunscreen to make sure I didn't get burnt, but just enjoying this week. You know, obviously Seattle is, and Washington in general is a lot colder, but I think just moving forward into track season when it starts getting hotter, it might even be an advantage that I'm here in the heat a little bit, just because that way I'm more used to it when I come back.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, that heat training effect, because pretty soon it'll be like in the 70s. So yeah, what part of Hawaii are you staying in?
I'm in Maui. So me and my family come here quite a bit. Unfortunately, you know, last year it, you know, suffered some burning. So it's good to be back here and, you know, just, you know, support the local people.
Yeah, for sure. I can totally agree with that. Now, shifting over to kind of like the running side of things, as we enter kind of like the more competitive part of the track season, obviously we get this little like week break to kind of like recuperate and get ourselves ready for like the second half. But, you know, with Arcadia going on next weekend, I think, and obviously a lot more invites, the Jesuit Twilight Meet, how do you kind of prepare both physically and mentally for this part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's really important because, you know, it's a good time to be running fast, but, you know, kind of the way that me and my coach is looking at it is just, it's a little bit more relaxing for me. I'm not going to be at Arcadia and I'm not so sure about Jesuit either, but just taking it, you know, one day at a time and just, you know, the end goal for me is definitely state and Nike Outdoor Nationals. You know, that's when I want to be running my fastest. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of competition and maybe I wanted to run at Arcadia, but at the end of the day, it's just about, you know, closing out my high school season the best of my ability.
For sure. I feel like we often talk about how we want to like set high goals and have high expectations. But I know that, you know, as an athlete, that can be kind of hard to deal with, and setting these goals and trying to like keep yourself accountable, it can kind of drain you. So I'm just curious, like, how do you balance like setting high expectations while also saying like, hey, I don't really need to be putting all this undue pressure on myself?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I did indoor for the first time this year, and that was something a little bit special just because I'd never done that before. So that was kind of my time where I was, you know, kind of just enjoying getting out and seeing my fitness. And, you know, while maybe I wasn't prime to the best of my ability, it's just, you know, racing is honest and it's true, and you can't hide in a race scenario. So it's just, you know, I'm using the races that I've been in over the winter and now in the early season to just figure out where I'm at and, you know, propel myself to the end of the season to run fast.
Right. You talked about your indoor season a little bit, and I know that you raced at New Balance a couple weeks ago. You raced the 5K under 15, I believe. Can you just talk about that race a little bit, both the race and the atmosphere? Obviously, we had Daniel Simmons, you know, go like 13:38. So just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a humbling experience, you know, because in cross country, it's a totally different ball game. But, you know, it's completely humbling to have him lap you twice and run the national record, high school record. It's like that was just, it was surreal to me because I was like, you know, obviously trying to focus on my own race. And I'm coming down the home stretch and I'm like, how many laps do I have left? Because it's, you know, your indoor track, it's 200, not 100% sure. But then Daniel Simmons just goes by you again. And you're like, oh, I got two more. So, you know, it was a slight PR, which, you know, I mean, it's not track. So it's, you know, give or take faster, obviously. But, you know, I feel like cross country 5Ks were a little bit more entertaining and a little bit better than just running on a 200 meter bank track 25 times.
Yeah, for sure. 25 laps seems a little bit repetitive, but I'm curious as a competitor, you know, when Daniel Simmons is lapping you and he like crosses the finish line, breaks a national record, are you like happy for him or does that just kind of make you hungrier to like achieve more?
I mean, obviously, you know, I want to be the best of my ability and maybe on that day I wasn't necessarily the best that I could have been, but it's a humbling feeling knowing that there's people ahead of you. But it's also good because, you know, I wasn't in that race when the seed times came out and everything like that. I was in the second heat. I wasn't even in the championship. So I was emailing race directors, trying to get it figured out, trying to see if I could get in because I entered a bad time. But, you know, just even being in that championship race and getting to experience that was so cool for me. And I just, you know, I really enjoyed being able to go to Boston and run and experience indoor a little bit more. Because as I said, that was only my second indoor race ever. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, University of Washington, it's a track school. But, I mean, we're also going to be good at cross country, but there's a lot of track emphasis at University of Washington. And those guys ran some crazy indoor times. So, obviously, you know, going to have to focus on track too.
Yeah, for sure. I think Washington has really bred a whole bunch of pretty fantastic milers, and we'll get to UW in a second, but what was like the atmosphere in Boston itself like? Because I know that can be a pretty big atmosphere over there for running. Obviously in the Northeast, I have not experienced it until obviously tomorrow I will. But what was Boston like in terms of running? Like, where did you guys like warm up? And yeah, just how was the trip in general? I'm just curious.
Yeah, the trips, you know, Boston, I feel like it's probably my favorite East Coast city that I've ever been to. And it made it extra special. I know you already said that we're getting into UW later, but the indoor nationals for NCAA was happening on the same week. So it kind of doubled the atmosphere of running because there was all these kids from New Balance. And then there was also all these spectators from NCAA. So it was like everyone came together for that one weekend, which was so cool. And then also, I mean, I've been to Boston before during like the marathon, like my dad ran in it last year. So just Boston in general is, it feels like a running city, which is just, the atmosphere was just so cool. And I was just glad to be there and be able to run and be a part of that.
Yeah. So Boston sounded like a great experience for you. Now we're talking all about how you're at this national level, state champion competing at, you know, NXN, New Balance Nationals, but people might be surprised to hear this, but for your junior year, I believe that like you didn't even really qualify for the state meet. Yet in the spring, like you made this huge jump. Like I think you finished like second in the 3200 at state and then like fifth in the 16. So like what made you get that huge jump?
Yeah. So basically what happened was I really started to take running seriously in between my sophomore and junior year for the summer. And, you know, I always wanted to go to college for running. It was in the back of my mind since freshman year, but that was really the summer that I chose to, you know, kind of go make or break. And I did a lot of training, and pretty much after the first race, which was just some 2 mile race, I felt my leg just kind of like really hurting. And it was super big because I had like won the invite, but I pretty much ended up being diagnosed with a tibial stress fracture in my left leg.
Oh, wow.
So basically my entire cross country season got cut short. And from there, it was just getting back. You know, I probably didn't even start running until like November again before I could like completely start running again. So basically, you know, my coach, he talked to me, and, you know, it was kind of during the cross country season this year, but he said, you know, that track season was good, but I kind of always knew that in the future, what we were really working for was this cross country season that I just had. So, you know, it was really cool to just go out and accomplish so much. And, you know, I'm really hoping that I can take that on to track season. I mean, another thing, I guess I could just keep going about this, but I spent a month in Flagstaff, Arizona, leading up to cross country, which is what really helped me kind of just continue on to the next level. I stayed by myself in a little condo and, you know, was just training up there for a month. So I kind of had my own thing going. And, you know, I'm really fortunate that my grandparents were able to help me out with getting up there and staying up there. But it was just such a cool experience.
That's sick, dude. Like living in your own condo, just living the dream in Flagstaff. That's really cool. Did you see any pro groups up there?
Oh, yeah, completely. I mean, I guess it was kind of in between when all the colleges were up there and there was a lot of pros up there. Obviously, like NAZ Elite. I saw Wesley Kiptoo like 3-4 times. Trying to think who else. I mean, Olin Hacker. There's the community up there is so special just because, you know, they have stuff like there's this bagel run at this shop. It's called Biff's Bagels, and it's every Thursday. So every Thursday there'd just be college teams. But I think like the big shock for me was I didn't really know what to expect when I first got up there, but it was like my second day. I was just going for an easy run. And I mean, the altitude was getting to me, but then I kind of just look up and it's like Texas A&M. And I want to say maybe like Ole Miss or something like that. And it's like their entire, both teams, boys distance runners, just like 30 guys that are all just zooming past me. And I'm like, wow, this is legit. Like this is where it's at.
If there was any pro runner that you could like run with or have a conversation with, who would it be?
It's a good question. You know, it's kind of a funny one. Me and my cousin, we actually went to the world championships that were held in Eugene, Oregon, and we actually met him there. But I'd probably say Stewie McSwain from Australia, just because I think he's just a really cool guy. And I like the training that they do at the Melbourne Track Club. Like, I think all the, you know, all the just tempo threshold stuff that they do, I think that's really what I like to do. So just having a chance to talk to him would be really cool.
Yeah, I love Stewie. I hope that maybe one of these years he can like get a medal or something like that, kind of like pull a Jake Whiteman or a Josh Kerr. That would be sick. Now, Parker, obviously you went to Flagstaff, and that I think contributed to probably a pretty eventful fall for you. Obviously, you won the 2A state title. You went to NXN, but you also committed to UW. You also committed to running at UW next year. Can you like walk me through the commitment process and why you ultimately chose to run at UW?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, ultimately it just came down to the team and the atmosphere that was there. Just, you know, and the coaches as well. Coach Powell and Coach Kwiatkowski are both really experienced coaches. I mean, Coach Powell has won a cross title at Oregon, and he came over and I was kind of like, oh, why'd you choose UW? And he's like, it's my program here. You know, and that's something that I was like, you know, he's the one in control. And then also just the team atmosphere and the team dynamic. Like, I mean, even yesterday, the redshirt freshman, Evan Jenkins, just ran the 10K school record. Like, I think that everything that they're doing is right. And that's why I'm so excited to join the team. But not only that, but also the people that are around me in my class as well. Like, I mean, Nathan Neal, who finished third at Nationals.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just curious, do you draw confidence from like Coach Powell? And because I know that obviously UW wasn't even like a program that was even up there back before Coach Powell came to Washington. Obviously, he coached at Oregon, I believe. He was in Eugene. And so I'm just curious, because Coach Powell and all the coaching staff there, because they brought up the program to be such a huge like powerhouse that it is today, are you like, hey, you know, the coaching staff brought up like Nathan Green or Joe Wascom or Luke Houser or any other UW level to such a high level? And so because of that, are you like, okay, I'm confident that they can do it with me as well? You know, does like that factor into it mentally?
Yeah, I'd say just, obviously they're really capable coaches, and I think that they're going to take my training to the next level. But I mean, it's also the guys that I'll be around too. I mean, I know I already kind of said that, but it's like being in a dynamic where, I'm not going to be the fastest, and I'm going to have to work to get better every single day is just something that I really look forward to, because I think when I'm challenged, that's when I'm at my best.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just curious, what other schools were you looking at besides UW?
Another big one was Gonzaga. I have family that goes there. So that was obviously just, I mean, kind of, it was, again, it's really weird because, my injury kind of took away from my junior year. So it was kind of like, no one even really, I kind of want to say that no one really even knew who I was until I broke 15 down in Oregon at cross country, just because it was, it was just just a random occurrence that just kind of out of nowhere, this kid from Anacortes went and ran fast at that meet. But that was the recruiting process was just it was so interesting. But I'm really glad with where I ended up.
What are you most excited about next year?
That's a good question. That is a really good question. I mean, I just say being around a team where everyone wants to be everyone wants to be the best, where everyone, is here because they run fast. I'd say that's a big one just for that reason. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously college too. I picked the University of Washington because it's a really good college. And, I know that running might not necessarily last forever. So getting a good degree is really important to me too.
Yeah, and that kind of, I guess we could segue into another topic here. What are your like long-term goals for the sport? Like if you from like 5 years, 10 years from now, time traveled back to today and told you some good news about like what you wanted in your career, what would he say? What would you say in 10 years?
Honestly, I think I'm better at running longer distances. So I think if anything, after college, I'd want to try and jump into a marathon really like quickly, sort of just because I think that's my best option is that, I think cross country suits me a little bit more because it's a little bit more long and you have, you grind it out because of all the hills and it's grass and turns and stuff like this. A track is really straightforward. You're going straight and you're turning left. You're running fast, you're turning left. But, I think that marathon discipline is something that I kind of have my eye on. And I look at people like Connor Mance and Clayton Young, and it's so impressive to me how fast they're able to run. But I think that's where I'd want to be one day if that's where my running career takes me.
So you talked earlier about how your dad ran the Boston Marathon. Do you draw inspiration from him? Is that kind of play into your factors, or how does that kind of all work out?
Yeah, I mean he's a super incredible athlete. He's done Ironman triathlons. He's competed at the
Oh,
World
wow.
Championships for Ironman. So, obviously having someone, a lot of my whole family's pretty much doing some sort of activity. So just being in an active family, I think the main thing that really got me started with running was, it was when I was turning 13, my parents were like, "Hey, why don't you go run a half marathon? Because that's 13 miles for your 13th birthday." And I was like,
Oh, wow.
"Okay. I guess I'm doing that." And then from there, just running really sparked my interest. But yeah, I mean, he's super, super inspirational person, and he works really hard to complete whatever he wants to do. So it's good looking up to him.
Yeah, sounds like you got some good genetics. Sounds like the family has been really into endurance sports. That's pretty cool. I can totally agree that like the people you surround yourself with really determine like who you are as a person and how you act. Now, kind of going back to high school a little bit. Obviously, this is your senior year of track season. We're almost at kind of the end of your high school career. What are the emotions right now? Do you kind of have these moments of like sentimental reflection, or do you just try not to get too emotional about it?
I mean, I'd say, obviously it's going to be a little bit emotional because I've been running with people. I have cousins on my track and cross country team. Like, I ran at state with them this year in cross country. So, of course, there's going to be a little bit of emotion just because, there's some really good people that, I really just hope continue running and kind of, I think the biggest thing for me this year for cross country and track is, building the mindset that, running happens year round, really trying to build up a team culture for Anacortes High School boys distance running is that, it's the culture is we run in the off season, we train in the off season, we do all this. So I think that was kind of my big thing for being sentimental was just, having a purpose of trying to get everyone else motivated. And, it happened because we placed second at state for boys. But in terms of, running, I look forward to, continuing on to, the college level, of course. But obviously you gotta sit back and realize that this is high school and I only get to have so many more of these memories with the guys that I just enjoy running with.
Right. Yeah, you talked about senior leadership a little bit, which I think can be pretty important. How do you go about, I guess, like, how do I want to phrase this? Like, motivating or like carrying the team, especially if there's like days where the team has a tough day. Like, what's your role in that environment? That's kind of a stupid question, but like, I guess, like, what is your role as a senior leader? Like, how do you define yourself as a leader?
I think for me at least, it's lead by example. I think we have other seniors on our team who are graduating this year who are a little bit more of like the leader, like really looking out for, the younger kids. Obviously, I want everyone to succeed too, but I kind of focus on myself quite a bit just because I wanted to perform at my best. And it's weird because cross country, it's individual, but it's team. So it's just finding the balance, and I think we did a really good job of that. And it was just letting the results kind of speak for themselves in terms of like, I know I already mentioned we went down to the in Tillamook, Oregon, and ran at that really fast race, which I hope they go do it again next year because I think there's a kid on our team who could run sub 15 next year.
Oh,
But
wow.
yeah, but just. It was really just seeing what they're capable of and showing them what they were capable of because just that little bit of training, I feel like over the summer really put us at such an advantage.
Yeah, for sure. I love this idea of lead by example and just putting in the work and proving to yourself, not only to yourself, but your teammates that you are who you say you are, and that can have a huge impact on the team culture and what everybody else does. Now, I guess, like, if we only have a couple more months here of your senior year, so what are kind of your goals? What kind of meets are you going to? Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say pretty much my schedule's pretty lined up. We do like a county race, we do conference, or excuse me, we do a county race, we do pre-districts, districts, state. So just really, maybe getting some records, some school records, some county records. Not sure about district records just because, that's a little bit more of a race scenario. But then, I mean, the ultimate goal is to be a state champion in hopefully the 16 and the 32. And then just continuing from there, I guess it's past my high school season, but going to nationals and performing at Hayward, which is, I think that's a really cool thing that we all get to go to Hayward and experience that.
For sure. Now, to end off today's conversation, if you could offer one piece of advice to maybe a freshman like me who's listening to this conversation and dreams of, you know, having success in cross country and track, what would that be? What would that piece of advice be?
I'd just say, oh, let me think about this. It's that way that I get it right. I'd say that when you get into a big race situation, it's all about trusting your training and what you've done, because in the end result is going to be how hard you train in the off season, you know, and everything like that. So just trusting your training and letting that, you know, do the talking when you go out and race.
Yeah, for sure. The training is the work. And once you get to race day, the work is done. Mainly all you have to do is execute the race, even if it can be hard. Parker Mong, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much for coming on today. And I hope that you enjoy your trip in Hawaii.
Yeah, thank you. And have fun in New York as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening to episode 72 of the Sunday Shakeout. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please feel free to leave a follow and 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That greatly helps support the growth of the Sunday Shakeout so that I can keep having conversations with amazing guests and hopefully inspire many of you out there. I hope that you all enjoy the rest of your weekend, and peace out. This is the Sunday Shakeout.